Okay, so today's daf Tezvav. I think we're on the bottom of Yudal Amud Beis, right? Which by the Titnan. I think we're by Avil Asar B'Tisporas. That's we're going to start from. Yudal Amud Beis, second to last line. So the Gemara is now going to go through basically the plight of three individuals, three people. We got the Avil, we got the person who's in Nidui, and we got the Mitzora. And a list of about 8 or 9 items as to whether they're permitted to do these things. The Avel is clear because that's what we discussed about him in the Mishnah that came up about Avelus and the Gemara came about Avelus against Yontev. So they have these three individuals. They're similar in the sense that they're all alone. The Mitzora is alone. The Menuda, the person who's put in Nidoy, is alone, and the Avel existentially feels alone. So then maybe that's why they're all things together. Also, these are three people who something bad has happened to them, and they require to do, and I think they require to do some introspection, so therefore they're lumped together. So the Gemara starts off by saying, Avel, asur b'tisporas. And Avel is forbidden to cut his hair. Right? From the fact that the Torah says, this is to Aaron, after Nadav and Avihu die, so Aaron is a Avel, and it says, Roshechem al tifra'u, your hair, don't let it grow. Meaning you cut your hair. Michlal, which implies kulei alma aser, that other avelim, that would be aser. You specifically, because you're kohanim in this instance, do not cut your hair. But everybody else would have to cut their hair. Minudin umitzora'in mahim b'tisporas. So what's the deal when it comes to someone who's put in nidoy, or someone who violates what Beis Din tells him to do when he's put in nidoy one step, I think, before chayrim? Umitzora'in. Are they allowed to cut their hair? So Tashma, easy, we have a brace that says, Minudin umitzorayin asurin l'sapi l'kabes. They are forbidden to cut their hair and they're forbidden to launder their clothing. That's an easy one. Then the Gemara just digresses in the brace, Minuda shemes. So let's say someone who's in Nidoy and he dies while he's still in Nidoy. He doesn't appease what needs to be appeased, right? So Beis Din soklon es arono. Rai says that Beis Din stones his aron, his grave or his casket. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi says, no. Lo she'yamidu alav gala banim kegala shel Achan. It's not that they pile upon his grave, you know, tons of stones like they did for Achan. Achan was the one who was took from the chayrim that Yeshua made on Yericho, right? It says there, vayikimu alav gala banim gadol. Ella, Beis Din sholchinu manichin even gadola. Beis Din sends somebody and they place a large stone al arono. To teach you, if anyone's put in Nidoy and dies while they're still in Nidoy, Beis Din soklos arono, Beis Din stones his aron. Not sure what it means, lamedcha. That's exactly what we just said. So, whatever. But, okay, so that's what they do. Side.
So lamedcha thinks to be an example. The question is, why don't you say that miso mechaperes?
Right, I hear. Maybe miso mechaperes, dover b'de shemayim. Maybe it's not mechaperes if you do something with adon lechavero. I don't know. Good kasha. Right. So next case. Avel chayiv batifas harosh. The avel is obligated to wrap his head. We don't do that today, these days. We have to figure out why. But the avel chayiv batifas harosh, take his talis or some sort of cloak and wrap it around his head, cover his beard, cover his mouth. So the Gemara says, k'dik amar le'rachman le'yecheskel, because as the Torah says to Yechezkel. So they're quoting Yechezkel and calling it Rachmana. There's a pivotal perek, the Gabe Hilchas Avelos, is perek of Dalet in Yechezkel. Yechezkel is told by a Kadosh Baruch Hu that your wife is going to die, and then he's going to tell him all these things that you're not going to be able to mourn her. You know, as a metaphor for Yerushalayim, no one's going to mourn Yerushalayim. But so all these things that Yechezkel is told that he still has to do, despite the fact that he's an Avel, shows us that normally an Avel would have to do these things. So it's Perech Avdalad in Yecheskel. K'da Amar Le Yecheskel, right? So Hashem says to Yecheskel, after his wife dies, says, V'lo sa'ate al safam. Do not wrap your head up like the way most of Avelim do. Michlal the Kuli Alam Chayve, which implies since you're not supposed to do this, everybody else normally would be doing this. They would be wrapping their head. So the Menuda Mahu Batifas Harosh. What's the story with somebody who's in Nidoy with a Tifas Harosh?
It's fascinating. We'll see what's written here. That in our days we don't do this because that will lead to tzchok, making fun by the Nochrim.
I thought that was by Kfiyas Hamitah. It's also by Tifas Harosh.
No, the Tifas Harosh.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So we're for that we're scared about the listen, we do Shlissel Challah. Maybe you should stop that too. I don't know. Okay, so
they don't know about that.
Okay, Menudeh Mahu Arosh. So Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says, Tashma, I'll bring you a raya from the Mishnah in Tainus. The Mishnah in Tainus said that if there was there wasn't rain or snow, but if there wasn't rain, so they wouldn't have the 13 fasts. And they said over there that if they did everything and they weren't and they didn't answer it, even after all the fasts, it says Chaverim, which is the Talmid Chachamim, Ain't She'ilah Shalom B'neihem. They don't speak to each other. V'hein Misatvim V'yoshrim Kiminudim U'Chaveilim Achiracham Elam Rishamayim. They sit. They wrap their heads up like a menuda and like an avel. So you see from there that menuda does have a tifas harosh. So I'm Levi, no, Dilma menuda l'shamayim shani l'chomer. Maybe there the case is because we're cast aside, not cast aside because we're for something that we did the bezim, we're cast aside from God, from Hashem. It's menuda medin shamayim. Maybe that's why they have to do a tifas harosh. But someone who has regular nidui, which is not something medin shamayim, it's usually nidui because they ignore a ruling of bezdin. So maybe that person is not as chamor and wouldn't have a tifas harosh. So Abai says there's no raya from that gemara, from that mishnah in Tainus. Mitzore mau batifas arosh. What about someone who's suffering tzaras? Does he have to wrap his head? So Tashma will bring a raya because it says in the parsha Mitzore in Perik Gimel Vayikra, va'al safam yateh. Over their mouth they should cover michlal chay batifas arosh shma minah. That implies, or says break forward, that they do have to wrap up their face shma minah. Okay. Now what about the next case? Avil asar laniach tefillin. Avil is forbidden for putting on tefillin. Most likely is only on day one. We don't say all days, but avel is also b'liach tefillin. Why? Again, back to Yecheskel. Hashem's telling to Yecheskel, pe'ercha chavush alecha, your glory place upon you. And we say that the tefillin is pe'er, right? Pe'ercha rashi is that tefillin. Okay, that's going to be the tefillin because it says pe'er, right? So, okay, assume that that's the tefillin, and therefore it says that has to be on your head. Meaning, I guess I don't talk about the tefillin shel rosh. Meaning that normal avelim do not put it on. So, menu demal with tefillin, what's the story with someone who's nidoy with tefillin? Teku. They don't have an answer to that. But tzor mal with tefillin, what is the deal with mitzorah when it comes to tefillin? So, toshma, let's bring a raya from the brisa. The brisa quotes the psukim in by mitzorah that says, v'hatzarua asher ashevo hanega, the one who is sarua, who has the blemish, begodim yufrumim, his hair, his clothing, viroshiya parua, and his hair should let go, right? So he said vahat sarua. What is vahat sarua? The extra word vahat sarua. That's larabos kohen gadol. That's to include a kohen gadol. But even by him, there's no way the dinim of tsaras. Begodav yufrumim. What does that mean? Hainu. Sorry, begodav yufrumim. No hainu. Sheyu. Sorry, sheyu mikorayim. That they should be torn. Biroshu yeh perua, and his hair should be parua. What does perua mean there? Ein priya el gidul sear. You have to let his hair grow. That the mitzora has to grow his hair, is not allowed to cut his hair. Divrei Rabbi Elazar. That's what Rabbi Elazar says. Rabbi Kiva Omer, nemra havaya barosh. It says biroshu yihyeh parua. So it says havaya barosh. V'nemra havaya bebeged. And it says begod of yihyu prumim. Right? V'yihyu is havaya also. Ma havaya hamur bebeged. What it says, the havaya beged, it's talking about ledavar shechutz migufo. It's talking about begadim, something that's not part of his body. It's talking about clothing. Av havaya berosh, so too the havaya berosh is talking about ledavar shechutz migufo, something that's separated from his body, not his hair. Something that's connected to it. Well, for most people, the hair is connected to their body. For other people, they're losing it. It's not. But talking about the hair that's connected to the body, just that the clothing is connected to the body, so to the hair is something that, since clothing is not connected to the body, so to when we talk about the head, it's something that's not connected to the body. What's that? That's tefillin. My lap tefillin. It must be tefillin. And therefore, we say that his head should be exposed, not wearing tefillin. So you see here that someone who's tsaras does not wear tefillin. The Gemara says, no, I'm going to put below. That may not be what Rav Akiva means. Maybe he's talking about akumta v'sudara. Maybe he's talking about like the nice hat, a nice head covering that they used to wear. You can't wear your hat, that you should not be wearing your head. You should reveal your head. I guess you're wrapping yourself with the scarf, but you should reveal your head and not wear a beautiful hat or a head covering that they normally would wear. So it's not a raya that they don't wear tefillin. Maybe they do wear tefillin, what it means to uncover their head, means uncover their head from something that's not connected to the body, it's not to wear this, this beautiful type of hat.
So here's not clear why we actually do wear tefillin during.
Right, we'll get. I think the Gemara talks about later on in the thing, but he quotes a note over here. He says, first of all, well, why don't we? If it's talking about, if you're learning it from Yecheskel, so don't wear tefillin all 7 days.
Correct.
Right. So the answer, Ritva answers that maybe because he can't say take away Yira Shemayim for 7 days about not wearing the tefillin. I don't know. It's a good kasha. I think, well, if you look in note 17
first,
here.
Even the first day we don't wear it is because of Aninus, because we tore it with a mace.
But right, mace or mutual fun of.
You do.
Right.
Okay. You, come back from,
you have to go back and put it on.
Yeah.
The sugya will come up later again, but about why we do it. Okay. Avel asur b'sheila shalom. An avel is not allowed to greet his friend. The Amalei Rachmana Yecheskel, because again, the Parsha Yecheskel, he says to Yecheskel, Ha'aneik dom, sit silently, be quiet. So you're not supposed to speak. Clear? Okay, so normally that means, so that would mean, he's, I don't know, that's weird, no. He's telling him, Ha'aneik dom. So everything else he tells Yecheskel, he says, Yecheskel does it, everybody else, you know, doesn't do it. Here he's saying, we told Yecheskel, be silent. So okay, so just like Yecheskel's silent, everybody else has to be silent. Okay, so he has to sit silently. So menu de ma b'shel shalom. What about someone who's a nidoy when it comes to greeting people? Amar Rav Yosef Tashma. We're going to bring a brisa that says this is again the brisa back in Tainus about what happens when they weren't answered for the rain. It says heim yoshim ka avelim munadim. So it says they sit like an avel and a menude. And it says in the Mishnah, there's a Tainus and Yud Beis. It says they limit their business dealings. Right, they're quiet, and they're like a menuda. How they like a menuda? They're quiet. So mechlal, that comes to include that. This comes to show you that a menuda does just because they are not greeting people like a menuda. That shows someone who's an idoy doesn't greet people. So Abai says again, that's no raya, because maybe over there that's talking about dilma menudal shemaim shani dechamir. That's someone who's, you know, set aside or pushed aside from heaven. Maybe that's more machmir. But maybe a regular person in idoy would be able to greet somebody. So that's left as an open question. Then it says mitzora mahu b'sheila shalom. What about the mitzora when it comes to greeting somebody? So tashma. Again, the pasuk says va'al safam ya'ateh. It's the pasuk of mitzora. They wrap up their face. Shehi, and the brisa continues sheyu sifsosav. Midubakos zobazo, that his lips should be sealed one to the other, and stay silent, right? Which says sheyev kimenuda uka avel v'asur b'sheila shalom, that he should be like a menuda and an avel, and also asur b'sheila shalom shmamina. So he's not allowed to say sheila shalom, but the brisa asks, it just said shekim menuda uka avel. So that isn't that a raya that someone who's a nidoy you can't greet is asur b'sheila shalom? We just left it unopened, but doesn't that say clear in the brisa? V'nifshot minayla menuda. Lose this brisa and answer the case of the person in Nidui. So it says it depends on where you put the comma, right? So Amar Avacha Bar Pinchas Mishpeid Rav Yosef Mikatani Sheasur Mikatani Sheasur doesn't say that he's Asur like the Menuda and the Avel. It's Asur and Sheila Shalom like the Menuda and the Avel. Rather, it says Sheyeh Kimenuda Kavel. Comma, he's like the menudah and avel in certain situations. That's been miliach risin. That's in other things. The asanam b'shalom shalom. He's also aser in greeting people. So it's not a comparison. It's not saying that the nidoy is aser b'shalom shalom. It's just saying that the mitzora is similar to the menudah and the avel, and also the mitzora is aser b'shalom shalom. But that doesn't necessarily mean that the menudah is also in shalom shalom. Okay. Next says avel aser b'divrei Torah. The avel is aser to learn Torah. Right, Tosos, I think, and Chaf Aleph says that that's similar to what we have on Tisha B'Av. Maybe he'd be mutter to learn Hilchos Avelus and all the sad items. Avel Asur B'Divrei Torah. Again, me the Gamar Rachmana, because the Torah tells Yecheskel Ha'aneik Dom. Right, you should be silent against silence, like silent from Divrei Torah. So Menuda Ma B'Divrei Torah. Right, which would say that Torah also is Mesam Chelev, right? So therefore, it's antithetical to the feelings that the Avel is supposed to have, because he's supposed to be sitting in sadness, and Torah, you know, inspires and makes one happy. So maybe it's, you know, that's another reason why you're not allowed to. So Menuda Ma B'Divrei Torah. What about a Menuda B'Divrei Torah? Amar Rav Yosef Tashma. We learn in a brisa that says Menuda Shone, a Menuda can teach others D'Divrei Torah, B'Shonim Lo, and they can teach him. And Niskar, he can also, you know, rent himself out to do work. V'Niskarim Lo, and others can do work for him. Muhram, if he goes to the next level and becomes put into Chayram, then Lo Shonev, Lo Shonim Lo. He can't teach others, and others can't teach him. Lo Niskar, Lo Niskarim Lo. He can't be hired or hire other people. Avoshonev Hula Atzmo, but he can learn to by himself, right? Can't stop doing the daf. He can do the daf by himself. Shelo yasik es limudo, because he can't stop his own learning. And also, since he can't be hired or hire anybody else, so osalo chonis katana b'shul panasal asal. He can open like this little bodega, I guess. Open a little shop to sell something. Vamarav like zabuni maya bipakta da aravos, that he can sell water in this area by aravos where they don't have a lot of water. But shmami no, you see from here that the menuda, he's not only learning Torah, he's teaching Torah, he's learning from others. Again, menuda can learn Torah. Even someone who's in chayrim can learn Torah. He just can't teach others and learn from others and do it by himself. Mitzora ma'aba divrei Torah. So what about a mitzora when it comes to divrei Torah? Pasuk says, this is when Moshe warns Bnei Yisrael before they come into Eretz Yisrael, is a parsha of Eschanan. He says, "Ve'odatem levanecha levnei vanecha." You should remind your children, "Yom asher amadta lefnei Hashem lekecha b'chorev," the day that you stood before Hashem on Har Sinai. Mala halon, just like over there, it was be'ema, uve'yira, uberetes, ubezeya, it was with fear and shaking and trembling, right? So too, I guess, when you come into Eretz Yisrael, you should have to have this fear. Mikan amru, from here we see, hazavim, v'hamitzorayin, ubole nidos, even though all these people are tamei, mutarim likros b'toru b'nevim uksuvim, v'lishnos b'midros b'tam v'malachas b'agados. They're all allowed to, because they will have fear. You have to learn if you're with fear. So if you're in a status of fear, then you can learn. But Balkarin, someone who has a Balkari, he's also to learn Torah, because the assumption is that someone had a seminal emission, it became because of he was lax. He didn't have fear. So therefore, as people who had fear, they can learn. People who didn't have the fear cannot learn. But amongst those people who are allowed to learn Torah, it says clear in the Brice, is a Metzora. So the person Metzora can learn Torah. So this one was easy one. This one we have the Abel Aser, Nidoi Mutter, Mitzora Mutter to learn Torah. You got a chart, right? Got charts. Everyone's got charts of all these different.
Aren't you going to have a chart on the next?
Oh, Archer does have a chart. Yeah. Menachem, was this your chart? I had a chart of my Gemara from last time.
I don't think it's mine. I think it's probably black.
Aha. Uh-huh, okay.
That's why I think it's
this one.
It
was in my Gemara.
That was my Gemara too.
Okay. I knew it wasn't mine, so I figured it was yours. Okay. This one is from Simon Wolf, also has one.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Next one. Avel asor b'tich boses. And Avel is not allowed to launder his clothing during his day of Avelus. Diksiv, because the pasuk, this is the pasuk, was after Avshalom rebels and he runs away and Yoav is chasing after him. So the pasuk says, Vayishlach Yoav Tekoa. So Yoav goes to Tekoa. Vayikach misham isha chachama. He takes this wise woman. Vayomer len, he says to her, his ablina, you know, Avel, Ulivshina big day Avel, and wear clothing of the Avel, which seems to indicate that there's a certain set of clothing for the Avel that's, you know, not cleaned. Va'altachas yishemen, and don't put on yishemen. V'yisak yishazay yomim rabim misavel salameis, and be someone who's Avel for many days. So you see from here, big day Avel, they point out that she has to wear a certain type of clothing that only the Avel would wear. I don't know what that means, not laundered. The Gemara is saying that means non-laundered. Maybe it just means torn or something that is a specific type of clothing, specific color. But Gemara takes it for granted that it means that you're not allowed to launder your clothing. This is a certain type of dirty clothing that the Ava wears. What about menudin umutsurayin mahem betich boses? Can they wash? Well, then the first price we said, Tashma, menudin umutsurayin asurin l'sapir l'chabes. They're not allowed to cut their hair and not allowed to launder. Shema mina, we have something here. All three are aser. Avel chayav b'kriya. The Avel has to rent his garments. He has to tear his clothing. The Kamar l'Rachmana, the Torah says to Bnei Aaron after Nadav and Avihu dies, u'bigdeichem lo tifromu. You, your clothing do not tear. Michal de kuliyam u'chayvim. That implies that everybody else does tear their garments. Menuda ma b'kriya. What about something in Nidoy? Teku. We don't have an answer for that. Mitzor ma b'kriya. What's up with the mitzor when it comes to tearing his garments? Tashma. It says begadim you perumim. His begadot you perumim. They should be torn. Sheyu mikuroyim. They should be torn. Shema mina. That the mitzor has to rent the garments. Avo chai b'kriya samita. Another thing we don't do. To overturn the beds. To upturn the beds upside down. Their beds used to be on poles, I guess. They used to flip it upside down. Detani bar kapara. They learned from bar kapara that says, it's almost as if it says the most diokni nasati bahen. Hashem says I gave you. I guess my shechina I put on you because it says b'tzelam elokim asah esvadam uva avanosehem, and because of your sins hafachtia, I had to take away chayim tamavas, I had to change it around. So since your sins flipped everything around, You also have to flip your beds around. Why the beds? The bed might be symbolic of where we create the Tzelem Elokim, right? It's created in the bed. There's something about the Tzelem Elokim, so that has to be hidden. It's turned upside down. That's why Rav Soloveitchik said that's where the minhag comes for covering the mirrors. He says, because you're covering the mirrors, why? Because you're not allowed to see, why do we do that? He says, because you're not allowed to see the Tzelem Elokim. The same thing of flipping over the beds is because the Tzelem Elokim was ruined, so to speak. So too, you can't see. We look like the Tzelem Elokim, so you cover the mirrors to avoid looking at the Tzelem Elokim. Menudu Mitzorah Ma'am Bekviyas Hamita. What about a Menudu Mitzorah? Take it. We don't have an answer for that. Avel Asa Brasiyas Malacha. An Avel is not allowed to do Malacha. Midiksev. The Pasuk says in, I think it says in Amos. Right, yeah, Amos. Right? By this is when Yoshio died. It says, V'hafachti Chageichem Le'evel. I'll turn your celebration into mourning. So there's a comparison between the Chag and the Avelus. Just like on a Chag you can't do Malacha, so to the Avel can't do Malacha. Right? Chag Asa Malacha, Av Avel Asa Malacha. No, so can an Avel do Ochel Nefesh? The Chag you can do Ochel Nefesh. I don't know how far do you take the comparison. Menuda Ma'u Basis Malacha. What about a Menuda? Can he do Malacha? Amar Rav Yosef, Tashma. Let's learn this out again from the Mishnah in Tainus that says when the Chachamim are fasting, it says Kesha Amru Asra Sis Malacha, when the Chachamim are not allowed to do Malacha when they're doing this fasting, Lo Amru El Bayom, that's only during the day. Avabalaila Mutter. All right, and it says also when they're Asra Benil Sandel, it's only in the city and not on the way. So Bechenata Motziv Menudo Ma'avel, and you find the same thing by Menudo Ma'avel. So therefore, my love Akulu, when it says you find the same by the Menuda and the Avel, doesn't that mean that the Menuda Avel is compared to everything the Chachamim are doing in this Mishnah? And therefore they wouldn't, I guess, not be permitted to do Malacha during the day. So lo, maybe Ashara, maybe that's not. It says, V'chein ha-tamotz v'menuda v'avel, maybe there's a semicolon there, and it's talking about V'chein ha-tamotz v'menuda v'avel, it's compared to this Mishnah, the Braisa and Tainis, for other things, not for the Asiyas Malacha, and therefore we don't have a Raya. So the Gemara says, Tashma, maybe from this, we can learn it from here, it says, Menuda, we quoted before, the Menuda is shown ev'shonim shonim lo, Niskar and Niskarim Lo, Shmamina. He can hire himself out and have others and hire other people. If he can hire himself out, he's hiring himself out to do work. So you see, therefore, that the Menuda can do Malacha. Mitzor Ma'abasis Malacha, that's left as a teku. Avel Asa Baruchitza. An Avel is not allowed to wash. Midiksiv, again, it's the same thing when we just said before, the Pasuk by Yoav says to the woman that she should wear, you know, big day of Elis. She also says, Va'al Tasuchi Shemen, you know, don't anoint yourself. And Rechitza, washing yourself, is comparable to anointing yourself. So Rechitza B'chal Sicha, you see that she's not supposed to wash. Menuda Ma'ar Tzicha, what about a Menuda? Amar Rav Yosef, Tashma, we should say, again, going back to the Mishnah and Tainus, Kisha Amru Asa Rechitza, when they said the Chachamim who are sitting in the fast are not allowed to wash, Lo Amru Ela Kol Gufo, that's their, his whole body. Aval Panav Yadav Raglav Mutter. And then it says again, V'chein Kata Motze Menuda Ba'Avel, L'chora, there's a comparison, and therefore the Menuda and the Avel wouldn't be able to wash their whole body, but they just wash their hands and feet and the face. So my lava kulu, is that talking about everything that's compared? No, Lo Ashar, it's talking about other dinim. Not about Rechitza, talking about other dinim mentioned in the Mishnah. At the end of the day, we're gonna completely say, oh no, there's nothing. It's talking about other things. Talking about other things, there's nothing left to compare. The Menuda and the Avel. The Mishnah says that Menuda and the Avel is compared to the person who's sitting in Tainus. At the end of the day, we're not gonna have anything left to compare it to. So that's what the Achronim asks. Mitzor Ma'ar Rechitza. What about Mitzor Rechitza? Teku. That's left of the Teku. Avel Asa Ben Ila Sandal. The Avel is not allowed to wear shoes or leather shoes. Mitzikam Le Rachmanak Le Rechecheskel. As Hashem told Yecheskel. You put your shoes on your feet. That implies that everybody else, it's usher to do so. Menuda Ma'al Beninus L'Sandel. What about Menuda? Amar Rav Yosef Tashma. It says, Kesha Amru, again, this Mishnah in Titus. Usher in Ilas Sandel, that the Chachamim was sitting and fasting on not allowed to wear shoes. Lo Amru El Ba'ir, they understand that in the city, Aval Baderach Mutter. If they're walking on the roads, it's Mutter. Hakeitzan, so how does that work? Yotzel Aderach, when they go on the roads, Noel, wear it. Nichnas Leir, Cholitz, when they come into the city, take them off. V'chena Tamosib Muda Umba Avel. So too you find, comparably, the Menuda and the Avel. Must be my lav, Akulu. Isn't that talking about everything, which would include not wearing shoes? No, Shara. It's on everything else. Okay, now we reach that point. Like, so what's it? You have a whole list of things in the Mishnah and Tainus. No, it's talking about everything else. We just rejected everything else. So Mitzora Malbin in Ilas Hasandal. What does a Mitzora do in Ilas Hasandal? Teku. We don't have an answer for that. Avel Asa B'Tashmi Shamita. Avel is not allowed to have sexual relations. Kedik Siv, the Pasuk says, this is after David takes Bathsheba, and she is in mourning for her husband. And it says, Vayinachem David is Bathsheba Ishto, Vayavo Aleha. So after the Nichum, right? It says that after he was Menachem her, which must mean, I guess, the 7 days of Avelus, then he had beer with her. Michlal b'mikara aser. Before that time, it was b'aser. He had to wait, right? Menuda ma b'tir tashmas amita. What about a menuda? So Gemara says, Amrav Yosef tashma kol osan shanim shahayu b'Yisrael b'midbar menuda mahayu. All the years that B'nai Yisrael in the Midbar, right, I guess the 38 years after the 40 years they were wandering, they were considered menudim, right? And nevertheless, shimshu mitoseyim, they had bia because they had children. They must have shimshu mitoseyim. So therefore, you see that a menuda can have bia. So Amalei Abaye says, wait a second, maybe it's different. Dilma menuda l'shamayim shani dekil. Maybe it's menuda l'shamayim is different. And therefore, it's more mekel. Mar says, wait a second. You just said before menuda l'shamayim could be more chamor. Now you're saying menuda l'shamayim is more mekel? Which one is it? He says, right, kill va'amart chamir. You said it's more chamor. That's why you couldn't learn other things. That's why you rejected other things. So he says, no, sefuki misafki le, Abai was had a suffix. Whether or not a menuda l'shamayim is more mekel or more chamir than a menuda l'adam. And zil hacha kadmachi le, zil hacha kadmachi le. So if you could try to prove it this way, I'll be dochet from one side of my suffix. And if you try to prove it this way, I'll be dochet from the other side of my suffix. Meaning, I don't know. You can't prove it because we don't know the status of menuda l'shamayim. Is he more machmir? Or is he more mekel? So if we don't know, then you can't make any proofs from it, because maybe he's more machmir, maybe he's more mekel. Mitzor ma'al b'tashma shemita. What about mitzor? Comes to tashma shemita. Tashma. We'll learn the following brisa. The Tanya. This is by the mitzor. It says, "Vayasha michutz la'olo." He sits outside his tent. Sheyek kimenuda uka'avel va'aser b'tashma shemita. That's what it says. That's what it says, that he's Yashu Chutz Alo, and we should learn from here that he should be like someone who's in Nidoy, and he should be like somebody who's in Avelis, and be Aser B'Tashmi Shamita. So we say, Ein, we'll ask, well, just so we just had, we just have a Raya for someone who's in Nidoy. Right? We just use this as a Raya, Aser B'Tashmi Shamita. Then, Ein Ohalo Ela Ishto. Ohalo means Ishto. Shenemar, Lechem Mor Lechem, Shuvu Lechem Lo Lechem. After Matan Torah, he tells the B'nai Yisrael to go back to their tents, which means go back to their wives. So you see that a Mitzora, Ishma Mina, is Aser B'Tashmi Shamita. But the Gemara says, B'Nivsho Nami L'Menuda. It just says here that the Mitzora should be like a Menuda and an Avil, and be Aser B'Tashmi Shamita. So again, it depends where you put the comma. So Amar Rav Huna, B'Rei Rav Pinchas, Mishmei Rav Yosef, Mikatani Aser. It doesn't say that he should be like the Menuda and Avil. That is Aser B'Tashmi Shamita. Rather, he should be Sheyeh Kimenuda Ka'avel. That's what Milach Rinasa. Some of the other items. Uva Aser Nami B'Tashmi Shamita. And he's also Aser B'Tashmi Shamita, but doesn't mean that the Nidoy versus the Nidoy is Aser and Tashmi Shamita. Okay, last few ones. Avel Einu Mishaleya Karbonosav. An Avel cannot send a Shliach with his Karbonos to be mock of them in the Beis HaMikdash for him. Titania, we learned in a Brisa. It's Gemara in Zvachim Tatsadi Tes. Says here. Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says, why is it called the Karbon Shlamim? Right, because bezmanchu who shalem below is manchu onein, means he only can bring the carbon when he's complete, not when he's an onein, not when he's in mourning. He says onein. What about avel? I mean, it seems to hear that the Gemara is equating onein and avel. Okay, bezmanchu below is manchu onein. So menuda ma'u shishlach carbonosav. Can a menuda have this sent a shliach to be marked with his carbonos? Amar Rav Yosef Tashma. Kol osan shanim shai Yisrael b'midbar menudim hayu. All the years they were in the midbar, they were menuda and they were makir karbanos, right? And shalchu karbanosayim. So therefore, you see someone who's in nidoy can be makir. So Gemara says, no, I'm a levaya. Maybe that's different. Dilma menudah shemayim shani the kill. Maybe it's menudah shemayim is different and it's more mekil. It says kill. You tell you it's more. It's mekil. It's lenient. Va'amar shchamir. You sort of said it's more stringent. Sapuki misafkile v'matkile. He had a suffix, and he's docha either side, based on that suffix. If you say you can learn from it, I'll say it's more mekel. If you say you want to learn it this way, I'll say it's more machmir. Mitzora ma'al shalishach karbonosav. Can a mitzora send his karbonos? Obviously not the karbonos that mitzora is doing to be mitar himself. So there's other karbonos that he wants to send. The chatas, shlamim. So tashma will bring a raya from this brisa. Detanya. This is by Yecheskel. Yecheskel is discussing a kohen who became tamei meis. So it says, the pasuk says, "Acharei tahara so," after he becomes tahor, shivas yomim yisbrulo. He'll count for 7 days. After he becomes tahor, he counts like another 7 days, which is very difficult because you count 7 days and then you become tahor. It's not you become tahor and then count another 7 days afterwards. The tahara ends after your 7 days. It seems like it's an extra 7 days for a total of 14. So he says, "Acha prishaso min hames shivas yomim yisbrulo." Right after he separates from the dead, 7 days he counts. Elu shivas yemei sifiro. Those are the 7 days Achar prishas yomim yisperulo. And then it says shivas yomim yisperulo. The second part of the pasuk, which is shivas yomim yisperulo, the elu shivas yemei sifiro. That's talking about becoming tahor from being a metzora. Because it's not, like we said before, it can't be 14 days to become tahor from tumas meis. He says, "Ubayom bo elakodesh elachatzer panimis the shari sakodesh yakrib katoso." So then he brings his korban katos. After it becomes achrei tahor, so is after it becomes tahor from tumas meis, and then shivas yom yisbrulo is after it becomes a metzora, and then he brings his korban. Right, Zoa Sirus Ha'efa Shalom. That's his carbon mincha. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Shimon Omer says no. Pasuk says Bivo'o Yakriv. What does Bivo'o Yakriv? It means Bizman Sheroy Lebia Roy Lakrava. The time where he's permitted to come into the Beis Hamikdash, that's when he's permitted to be makriv a carbon. Which would mean Bizman She'ena Roy Lebia, when he's not permitted to come into the Beis Hamikdash, which includes when he's Tamei, when he's a Metzora, ain't a Roy Lakrava. He cannot have any of his Karbanos offered for him, which shows that a Metzora cannot have someone send their Karbanos, at least from Rabbi Shimon, we learn that the Metzora cannot be Mishalech's Karbanos. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a great day.